Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. But I have two more stories to tell you. First of all, I found out, which I really didn't know, which is a little unusual. Did you know that Wayne Dyer died?
I did not know.
Your Running Sense? I didn't either. He died a week ago Saturday. And the reason I think nobody knew about it, because it was not a prominent news story, was because Wes Craven died the same weekend. First of all, if you want to get publicity, you shouldn't die on a weekend. Number one. But number two, you need to make sure that if you want your passing to be noticed, you have to make sure that you're the only person. It's the joke, which wasn't really funny. This was a true story that Jackie Kennedy, Carol Burnett, and Henry Kissinger were a bunch of years ago took a shuttle from New York to D.C. D.C. actually to New York. And it was very bumpy. It was very turbulent. And when they got off the plane, it was so bumpy they were interviewing people. And because there were three celebrities, they interviewed Carol Burnett, and she said, well, I prayed that the plane wouldn't crash. And she said, well, your prayers were answered. She said, yeah, I would have gotten third billing. So, which apparently is a true story. So Wayne, I actually didn't find out about it. I knew about Wes Craven, but I didn't know about Wayne, whom I knew. And so I was thinking about it, and I thought, if you think about it, Wes Craven was known for scaring the daylights out of people, right? That's what he did, scary movies. It was the first of the sort of schlock scare masters.
Yep.
And Wayne Dyer was known for bringing the light of day to the scary parts of ourselves. So I thought that there was a certain amount of symmetry. Wayne was only 75. And I knew him. I interviewed him when I first started in broadcasting in Boston. And it's one of the stories that I tell about Wayne, because I think it's so characteristic of a very charismatic man. Because he was really, after Joyce Brothers, was probably the second most well-known. And to a certain extent, Joyce was kind of old school and Wayne was kind of new school. He was the first of the self-help kind of gurus in a lot of ways. And he told a story about, he was in practice in Fort Lauderdale, which is kind of an odd place to be in practice, I suppose, or maybe not. There was a woman from New York who came down to see him because she'd heard that he was really good. And she was, her problem, her presenting problem, was that she bit her fingernails. And her fingernails were down to sort of bloody stubs. And she said, Dr. Dwyer, I bought my fingernails. And he said, well, okay, just tell me about this, but don't, during the time we're talking, don't put your fingers in your mouth. And she started talking, and she talked about the fact that her father abused her, and during this whole thing, that her fingers were inexorably moving toward her mouth. And Wade would stop her and say, look, you can continue with the story, but don't, move your hands away from your mouth. And this went on for a while, and he tells the story, goes on for a very long time. And he finally yelled at her and said, look, I don't care about any of that, just don't put your fingers in your mouth. And that's Wayne. That was so much a characteristic of who he was and how he approached psychological issues and how he approached therapy and how he approached his patients. I think it's just a terrific story. I turned out to be going out to the airport with him at one point. We got stuck in traffic in the tunnel going to Logan. And he said, we're going to miss the plane. I said, Wayne, just be in the moment, which was kind of teasing him as much as anything else. But he was we kind of lost track of each other a little bit, but he was very nice and very kind. When I'd put a book out, he'd quite often write a blurb for me or get in touch with me. And so I think he will certainly be missed. He was living in Hawaii. The other story he told was, which I've never forgotten, which is about his father. He grew up in foster care. And his father apparently left when he was about three. And so it, when he was, after he was fairly famous and fairly wealthy, he decided he was going to go and trace down his father. And he was born in Detroit. And so he went to Detroit, and he actually traced down his father and was in a park. And he tells a story about sitting on a park bench and seeing his father in the park. And I said, well, what did you say to him? He said, oh, I never said anything to him. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, all I wanted to do was see him. And apparently, you know, I remember at the time saying, Wayne, that's unfinished business. You know, you need to say why, or to, I mean, why would you get that close and not take the next step? And I doubt that it was me, but it turns out that he then tells the story, which, I didn't know him nearly as well after that. I'm deciding he was going to go find his father and finding out that his father had died several years before, which, again, I think is one of those cautionary tales that assuming that everybody's going to be around when you get around to wanting to do business with them is one of those fatal assumptions. So he'll be missed. And I'm sorry that he didn't get more recognition in terms of his passing. He viewed it as sort of the next adventure. So rest in peace, Wayne, or maybe not. Maybe it's not rest and maybe it's not peaceful, but whatever adventure that you're destined to have, I'm sure that if there's a way of sharing it with the rest of us and bringing some sense of comfort and enlightenment to us, you'll figure out a way to do it. So it was just, it was one of those things of, you know, and I've found out about people's passing, and I hate to use the word passing because it sounds like I'm afraid to say the word died, and I'm really not. I just am sort of trying to honor other people's sensibility a little bit. But finding out, there's always that shock. I mean, even when it's a news story, but I found out that one of my friends had died by opening up a magazine and seeing in the memoriam section. So I guess that's why people, as they get older, check the obituaries. That's you know, my mom and my grandfather's stories. You get up in the morning, you open the newspaper, you read the obituaries, and if you're not there, you have some orange juice and coffee and get on with your day. So, all right, the other story I have to tell you, which is a very minor story, but usually I have things that are jammed up against each other, and so I'm rushing from one place to another. And for some reason, last week, there were some time intervals, which is pretty unusual for me. And, you know, not enough time to go home and not enough time to really do anything meaningful, but just some time to hang out, which I know most people sort of schedule their lives that way, but that's not exactly how I do mine. So I ended up at one of my favorite places, which is a consignment store, and they had this little jumble thing that had the jewelry was a dollar or something, and most of it was just terrible junk. I mean, it was stuff that you wouldn't even take to your kindergartners because they would go, oh. But there was this one thing that had all these great looking beads on it, and I don't know if you've ever gone to a bead store. Beads, especially glass beads, are not inexpensive, and there was this huge tangle. So I was curious as much as anything else to see what it could be, because it was large. It was like the size of a grapefruit. So I had some time, and so I started untangling it, and it was impossible. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to untangle this. And I did, and it turns out to be this really cool kind of either necklace or belt that was braided and then had all these sort of chandelier-like hang-down things with all these glass beads. And I thought, this is the metaphor for my life, that I untangle things even when they seem impossible and even when they take an enormous amount of patience. And, I mean, if you figured out my hourly rate of untangling those beads, there is no way to figure that out. But I was so proud of myself, so I have my cool thing. And every time I look at it in my closet, I just smile because I think, that's what I do. I take and untangle stuff, and you have to be patient sometimes, but it's almost always worth it, if nothing else, because it satisfies my curiosity. So those are my stories. So, Wayne, I'm glad we all got to share your life for a while, and onto your next adventure. And if you've got a problem and you want to untangle it and you have some time, just kind of remind yourself that that's part of what we do in this life, is we untangle things. And if you need some help from me untangling, it wouldn't even cost you a dollar. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Talking about what really matters,
your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed 855-993-7569. All right, let's go back to our, you know, National Paranoia Day, so named because it turns out that the vast majority of people who responded do not trust the government, which is kind of sad. But I mean, and we so maybe we'll figure out what we can do about it. I don't know. But it's at least it's an interesting issue. So 855-993-7569. Let's see what other people have to say.
Antonio says one. He says, I do not agree with the majority of current government policies. The U.S. government has been infiltrated by Negroes, Jews, women's rights activists, and the LGBT community, all of which are special interest groups, end quote.
Also called citizens.
He goes on to say, their motive is to commit the crime of false pretenses to force their deranged and demented unorthodox lifestyles onto the American people, which constitutes harassment. They are funding these campaigns by fleecing taxpayers via frivolous government programs.
Well, I mean, I worry much less about those issues, whatever those are, than things that, I mean, because I think if you talk about where the funding goes and how much, as opposed to large corporations and things that are affecting the environment and, I hear. All right. You're entitled to your beliefs. All right. 855-993-7569. Let's see what else we got.
Let's see. Donna says, not at all. Andrea says, two. Jan says, zilch, zip, nada.
Nada. Okay, well, I got that.
Don says a five.
Does he say why? I mean,
no.
There are not very many of us who go above one, really.
Irene says, not at all. It seems our elected officials will say anything to get into office and then do anything to stay. That's probably not a fair statement, but it's unfortunately the perception of many of us that actually vote. Maybe if everyone that was eligible to vote actually took the time to do their own research on a particular candidate, formed their own opinion, and actually voted in both the primaries and general elections, we'd have better outcomes. Term limits wouldn't hurt either.
Well, I mean, the issue about voting, I think most people who don't vote will tell you, and I'm not really disagreeing with you, but will tell you that the reason they don't vote is that they don't trust the candidates. And I agree that if you don't vote, you can't complain. And, you know, who wants to not be able to complain? We're a nation of complainers. So, but still, are there people that you feel that you voted for in the past who weren't elected that would have been better than the people who were elected? And that maybe that's one of the questions to ask. And I suppose it always feels like, you know, that the candidate you didn't like should not have been in. I don't know. I don't know that having, I mean, the question becomes really quickly to me of how do you get the right people to run? The right people meaning just people who'd be honest. You don't necessarily have to have them agree with you. But, I mean, how do you get moral people to run? How do you get more people to run, and how do you make sure that at least some of them are moral? So, because the idea of having people who always agree with me, I don't need that. I just have people that would do the right thing and would think about things, would read the legislation, would not view themselves as being there to line their pockets at the taxpayers' expense. You know, I don't need them to agree with me on everything, and maybe even necessarily agree with me to be able to explain to me why they're voting. How they're voting. I just, some accountability, some sense of responsibility. I mean, I think we do tend to vote for people that think like us. I think we vote for candidates that we find likable, which is, I mean, I'm not sure I want my doctor to be likable. I want my doctor to be competent. I want them to listen to me. I want them to be up to date on things. We really have a cult of likability in this country that I don't think is necessarily very helpful. There was an article about Queen Elizabeth and all the leaders that she's outlasted, starting with Stalin. And I don't think that the people view Elizabeth II as particularly likable, perhaps worthy of respect, but she does tend to keep her distance. She does tend to keep her own counsel. But you could sort of say, yeah, but she'd never have to be elected. And that's true. It's a constitutional monarchy, but she's the monarch. And she inherited it from her father, who was not supposed to be first in line anyway. So, but I think she takes, I think she's trustworthy. I think that you have the sense that if she says something, it's true. That she, and of course, lining her pocket, she's what, the richest woman in the world. Maybe Yoko has taken over that slot, but I think Yoko is actually second to her. But still, then maybe that's the deal. Maybe we shouldn't have fought King George quite so much. Maybe we would have done better as a constitutional monarchy. Oh, never mind. Of course we wouldn't have. All right. Keep going.
Beverly says, sorry, but there is no appropriate number for me to pick, Dr. Joy.
This is not, I don't think this is necessarily a good sign.
Sandra says zero. Marie says zero. So much waste. I don't trust the government, senators, congressmen, the president. The Iran deal is a big mistake. We need a strong man who will surround himself with an intelligent staff. And there's only one man who has the self-esteem to do it. Also, there should be term appointments in the House and the Senate. Get rid of these old buzzers who are in bed.
I think it means term limits, not appointments, but...
Yeah. Get rid of these old buzzers who are in bed with the lobbyists. Sorry, I don't like to give political views on Facebook, but I couldn't help myself. Vote people for our country.
Well, again, I certainly encourage everybody to vote. There are people who literally die for the privilege that all of us have. But the question is, who do you vote for? For whom do you vote, I suppose, if we're going to actually speak English? If you talk to your friends, can you think of any of your friends that you think would actually either run for office or be good at running for office?
I have one
okay,
friend.
Okay, do you? All right.
Yeah, he's
tell,
one of my
tell
best
me about
friends.
Him. All right, tell me.
Well, he's a couple years younger than me. I'm 31, and he turns 29 in a month. And as far as, you know, just the political spectrum, I mean, he doesn't really align himself with either side. I mean, he's kind of more middle of the road, down the middle. And I mean, he knows his stuff. I mean, and he's very passionate, and he's a guy he's kind of sick of what we've been seeing for the last, you know.
Would he run for office?
Oh, I think he would. If he had the resources and was able to do it, I think he totally would. Yeah.
Huh. Maybe we should publicize his campaign.
I'd vote for him.
He can't run for president yet. He's too young. Hopefully he was born in this country and we don't have to worry about
him. He was.
Thank goodness. I feel so much better. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com.
That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Got something on your mind you'd like to chat with me about? lots of you have chatted about the government and not being very happy about how the government is behaving. And I mean, having essentially no confidence whatsoever. So, what can I tell you? All right, 855-993-7569. All right, let's see what else you guys got on your mind.
Melissa says, I trust the government to be untrustworthy.
Well, there you go.
Francine says zero. We got a couple people, Julie and Karima, that say one. Corinne also says one. Brenda says zero. Lori says negative 10 in Canada federally, and the same for Ontario provincial government.
Okay.
Karen says negative 13. Jennifer says zero. Lowell says negative one with a smiley face. Marianne says 2. Jen says 4. Mark says 6. Cheryl.
6?
Yeah.
Wow.
Cheryl says 4.
With no explanation.
No.
So we get the positive ones, although nobody had, that 6 is the highest we've gotten, I think, isn't it?
I think we had a 7 earlier.
Yeah, I think you're right. With no explanation. Oh, no. That was the one who said that, look, the trains run on time, essentially. That isn't what he said. And trains basically are mostly private, although not completely. I guess Amtrak's not. But the infrastructure works, the police work, the fire departments work, the roads work. So, okay.
Let's see. Cheryl says 4. Dave says -10. we got a couple more zeros. Adeline says 2. Kiana says 8.
Wow. Any explanation?
She doesn't elaborate, but she does say 8.
Okay.
Just a few more here. Stephanie says 0. So much greed and corruption. Betsy says 3. Janet says maybe 2. Stacy says, last one here from Stacy says, in between 0 and 1. So, wow.
So people are not happy, as you can hear.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think what we should do is continue to ask people what they feel they could change about the government that would make things better. And you can see the consistency. I'm really curious about why people, especially people who felt that the government was above 3, which was certainly the vast minority, but still. My guess is it will get back to kind of what you and I were talking about before, is that we forget that the government is not only people in Washington, not only people, the talking heads on This Week in Washington and Meet the Press, but also when you go to get your license renewed, when you go and pay your parking ticket. I'm thinking of negative things, aren't I? But the fact that the road crews work, the fact that the subway system works pretty well here, although if you're taking the subway over this weekend, you're not going to agree with me. But the idea being that the government is a bunch of things, and the stuff that we're probably happiest about is the stuff that is the least dramatic, the least what's the word I want? I guess dramatic, for lack of a better term, as opposed to the leadership, which, and you can see why, and I don't want to get this in politics either, about why people are looking for something different, and whether something different means somebody who has essentially no experience or somebody who just has a different take on it. But, I mean, remember, Jimmy Carter really ran for president essentially as an outsider, and was elected as an outsider, and unfortunately served as president as an outsider. And so that's not very viable either. And when you talk about morality, I think that Jimmy Carter was probably one of the most moral people we've ever had in the White House. But he was not very effective. Although, as I said, one of the people who I'm just beginning to get to know says that he was a lot more effective. He'll be remembered as a much better president than he was. And what the hostage situation was really what nailed him. And he had very little sort of control over that. And that's the other thing that we probably need to look at, is we view a president as positive if the economy's in good shape when he's in office. And I you wonder how little or how much any president has to do with any of those kinds of things. Of the economy, which includes mortgages and stock market, and whether or not we're involved in foreign situations. There's, again, the metaphor that I would use is, how does anybody know what that job is before you take it? And as Manny points out, once you take it, you see the terrible physical toll it takes, and presumably that physical toll is just a manifestation of the emotional toll.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, it's a terrible job.
I mean, Obama looks like he's aged 20 years. I mean, he's been in office for 6.5 years, basically.
Okay.
You know, I mean, yeah, it's rough work, man. I couldn't imagine doing it.
Yeah, I mean, the idea, again, getting back to my favorite metaphor, that it turns out that there was a study that was done about 5 years ago that asked people, were they happier after they had a child, if they compared how they felt as being parents to before they were parents. Extraordinarily enough, I mean, what would you guess if you guessed that would people be happier when they had a child or without a child, before they had a child? These were not people who chose to be parent, who choose not to go through life without ever having children. It was people who didn't have children, wanted to have children, then had children. Which would you say? And I mean, you can guess, obviously, you got a 50-50 chance. And why? And give me some idea of what you think the likelihood was.
Oh, it's a tough question.
Take a guess.
Say the latter.
Which is that? That they were happier or unhappier?
I think it was unhappier, right? That's what you said was the latter one?
Yes, they were. You're correct. And the assumption being, and they went into various people, that the children that were given such a sterilized version, to use a terrible pun, about what raising children is like. You had the Gerber baby and people who, 20% of the population at a particular time is quite often dealing with issues of infertility. So these are people. I just saw a movie about it called Pushing Motherhood of Overage Moms. And people who go to huge expense and emotional chagrin of just deciding they want to have a child. But it turns out that raising the idea of a child and raising a child do not have a whole lot in common. And so what they found was that people were like, and I'm trying to remember exactly how they did the survey, were like 30 to 50% less happy with children than they were before. I mean, and that's startling if you think about it, because what you'd think is, obviously, that when you've got such effective birth control available, that people who wanted to have children, and all of these people are wanting to have children, none of them were accidental, at least in the survey, that this is something they really wanted. Some of them went to great expense and extreme measures to have children, and then found out they weren't happy, that it was many demands on your time, hard on your marriage, financially difficult. Children were not necessarily. And that sort of followed up a study that was done, sort of an informal one by Ann Landers like 25 years ago, that said, if you had it to do all over, would you have children? And the vast majority of people said no, they wouldn't. They wouldn't have children again. So, and I think that's, again, my metaphor of being a president is like being, of being a parent, except you're the parent of the country as opposed, I mean, literally the father of the country, right? George Washington sort of personified, that you have no idea of what it's going to be. And so the idea being, I don't know, it'd be really interesting to ask, what we've got Bush Sr., Bush Jr., Carter, and Clinton around, and ask all four of those guys, if they had to do all over again, would they run for president again? And I wonder what they'd say. Don't you?
Yeah.
Maybe we should figure out how to ask them. I maybe have a way of asking Jimmy Carter, if I can do that. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. So guess who I got an email from today? Da-dum-dum. Dear valued customer, on September 8th, we confirmed our payment data system has been breached, which could potentially impact customers using payment cards at our U.S. and Canadian stores. On September 18th, we confirmed that the malware, I love these terms, used in the breach has been eliminated from our U.S. and Canadian stores, and that we have completed a major payment security project that provides enhanced encryption of payment data at point of sale throughout our U.S. stores. Home Depot. And what they're saying is we're offering customers who used a payment card at Home Depot store in 2014 from April on 12 months of free identity protection services, including credit monitoring, beginning on September 19th. We apologize for the frustration and anxiety. Visit our website where you'll find frequently asked questions, helpful tips. But they want all my information. I don't know about this. They said, you know, if you don't trust us, why would that be? Here's a phone number. You can call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT, I think, or something. I don't know. I spent several hours on the phone this morning with Amex because someone, as I said last week, had taken my... They didn't take my credit card. I had my credit card. They just took the number, which is even scarier in some ways. I mean, I had the damn number, the card. There we go. All right, I'm whining. 855, it's modern technology. What can I tell you? 855-99-37569. Joe, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. My question to you is, I'm having like a little problem. I'm like going through weight loss.
Okay.
I'm writing in my journals.
Good girl.
But I'm not finding the problem. I don't know why I can't. I'm a procrastinator, and I give up. I just stop. I'll do great. Like, I'll lose 60 pounds and then just stop.
Okay. Well,
and
I mean,
I never complete anything, Dr. Jordan.
Well,
never.
No. Don't say that to yourself, because if you say,
okay,
I'm the kind of person who never completes anything, guess what? You're not going to complete anything. If you say, you know what? Oh, and let's look at this. So how much weight have you lost so far, Joe?
Okay, this time I'm like 15 pounds down.
Good for you. Over what period of time?
About a month.
That's excellent. All right. So how long do you feel like you've been stuck?
Forever. I just...
No. You've lost 15 pounds, so...
Well, I'm getting it like now. I just left Whole Foods, so I got myself together. I was like, I'm not going to eat any chocolate. But I guess I don't...
Okay.
I don't know how long.
Let's do a couple
stuck.
Things. Let's do a couple things. First of all, if you view yourself as, I can never have another piece of chocolate as long as I live, you're putting yourself in a really compromised position, because, I mean, that's a terrible idea to never have chocolate the rest of your life. And in fact, chocolate is not terrible for you. But if you said to yourself, look, any week where I lose 2 pounds or more, on Saturday, I can have as much chocolate as I want.
Okay.
Then let's just take that example. What you've given yourself is a goal, a very specific goal. You're not saying I'm going to lose weight, or if I lose enough weight. You're being very specific. If I lose 2 pounds, and we can modify this, obviously. I'm just picking numbers. If I lose 2 pounds this week on Saturday, so we're picking a specific goal, a specific weight loss, a specific day, I can have as much chocolate as I want. Now, one of the things you will find is once you know that you can have as much as you want, you're not going to want all that much. If nothing else, you'll lose your taste for it. You'll get a headache from the caffeine, the sugar, whatever. All right, but just start off that way. And then what you can do is you can begin modifying that a little bit. You can say, all right, if I can go once a week, and I really would like to be more effective in my weight loss, maybe what I can do is, instead of having Saturday once a week, I can do every other Saturday. I can do the second and the fourth Saturday of any month. All right, so you can begin modifying. Again, keeping a very specific goal, very specific day, very specific poundage. And then what we can do, so we've taken care of the immediate. That's just called, you know, behavior modification, all right, biofeedback. All right, so that's number one. Number two, then what we could say is, if I got to my ideal weight, what would that mean? What does weight mean to me? And I don't know if you've ever looked at that, but I've had clients in the past who, I had one client who was in a very unhappy marriage. And what she felt, and it took us a while in therapy to find it, because the issue was not weight loss per se.
Mm-hmm.
The issue was, she felt if she ever lost the weight and was really attractive to other men, that she would leave her marriage. That as long as she felt that as long as she was heavy, that no other man would be attracted to her, so she would not be tempted to leave her marriage. Well, obviously, I mean, that's gonna sabotage her out of nowhere, because the issue wasn't really weight. The issue was being in an unhappy marriage. So once we started looking at her marriage, that she could either improve it or leave it, or and part of it may very well have been her husband, who said, wow, you know, you look really great, and became more possessive. I mean, there are all sorts of issues here. But the point being that we need to look at this on a couple of different levels. In terms of the weight loss, relatively easy to manage. And as you point out, you know, you've lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's half a person. So you know how to lose weight, number one.
Yeah, and I did find the problem. The problem is what you're saying, the underlying problem is self-sabotage. I do know that. Through looking at my journals and reading them over the years.
All right, so
main thing that stuck out was self-sabotage.
All right, so why are you sabotaging yourself? What's the subtext?
That's the reason why I don't know.
All right, I'll tell you what. I don't know if it's that I don't think
I deserve it. I don't know.
Well, be careful. I mean, you don't want to do psychobabble on yourself. You want to do emotional archaeology. You want to say, okay, what is it? What if I were thin? And I don't know if thin is really the issue. I don't know if what would be the consequence. Are you single or are you married?
I'm single.
Okay. Do you want to be single or do you want to be married?
Oh, I date a lot, so that's not the issue. I have no problem with dating. My dating life is great.
Okay. Did you grow up with a mom and dad in the household?
I did.
Okay. Do you have a good relationship with both?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Were either of them heavy?
My mother was for a while, but she lost a lot of weight. And actually, my dad didn't like it, but she lost a lot of weight. She's kept it off for 20 years.
Okay. When you say your dad didn't like it, tell me about that a little bit.
Well, I have a West Indian family, so West Indian men tend to like run a little thicker. And so he just wasn't too pleased with it, you know, her losing she lost like 50 pounds.
All right, too much.
He didn't like it.
You hear the music. So what I need you to do is I want you to tell me how he displayed his dislike of it, how old you were at the time. We'll talk about it in just a little bit. I'm going to start you off next hour. Dorothy, hang on for me. I'll get to you, I promise. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. We're talking a little bit about weight loss and how to get it off, how to keep it off, and why. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at Dr. Joy.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.